The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Well, that's pretty rich coming from you.
These are so good.
All right, Mariah, let's take it easy on the beer today.
Mariah kind of wants us to do a little tipsy episode today, so we're going to let her drink, let her loosen up. We have a big...
She gets extensions in. She just starts cracking mango cards.
Oh, that's why you got extensions in, because for the trip.
Oh, is that there's extensions?
I just clipped them in just now.
Oh, they're clipping.
Yeah. Oh, can you see the tracks?
Absolutely not.
Oh, good. Okay.
Can you?
You clipped them in yourself.
Yeah, I could take one out right now. You want to see?
That is. Yeah, do it. Do it.
I know. Why don't we? I wish.
Throw it here. Throw it here.
Yeah. It's a lot longer.
There you go. Ooh, Hot potato.
Is this real hair?
No.
It feels
you think,
real.
You think Mariah could afford real hair? Come on. That's just synthetic, baby. She's a synthetic girl.
Hey, can you? No, that's probably dumb. Because if you pluck someone's hair, you need the end of the hair to track down the identity, right? But you couldn't what if you had a crime scene and this is all you wore?
Oh, you need the follicle for the DNA?
Yeah, because that was like what's in your head, right? You can't just take a... Wait, can you?
If it's attached to the...
Whoa.
Wait, if they find hair at a crime scene, doesn't it... They can't still trace it because I feel like it has to be plucked.
Right? Yeah, I think the DNA's on the tip of the...
On the follicle?
I have no idea. It's definitely the tip of the hair follicle.
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure it's the follicle.
Yeah.
Because
that's why they're like, I need to see if he's my dad. Let's pluck his hair. when they are trying to...
I don't know.
Matt, do you and Zane want to guess what color this is?
Dark brown.
Yep, it's from the root.
Is it like some fancy word that like...
Okay, well, I'll say dark brown was the shade below this.
Is this in the world of hair color or
let me guess, Japanese brown.
Amber?
The word brown is not in it, but it is...
Mocha?
you're very close.
Oh.
It's in between dark brown and...
I don't have time for this.
Espresso?
I don't know this.
Good.
Wait, job.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Damn. Good job.
Which brings us to our next thing. Cremoda is releasing hair extensions next month. We're doing a collab.
No, they're not.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Just completely rebrand.
Yeah, Mariah Amato approved. I think that's a great idea.
I'll actually keep these out.
you didn't have to do that. You can put it back in if you want.
You don't have time for this.
Oh, now you just... You don't have any hair now. Oh,
oh man. See, yeah, your hair is already long.
It it thickens it up. It gives it
a little umph.
It's definitely volume. Not this long.
You see Taylor's hair? Yeah, always has that umph. She gets extensions.
Blast.
Dude, you remember extensions used to be so...
You can see that shit, come on.
Extensions used to be so...
taboo.
No, or seeing girl extensions.
Oh,
I used to think they were the hottest thing ever. When a girl's hair would be really short, but then she'd have the long extensions.
It'd be teased up here, and then you could see the long, hot pink.
You liked that?
Well, I was not anymore. You look back, you're like, ugh.
No, when I saw that, I went, oh, they're seen. Oh, they're MySpace famous. But I never thought it was
what'd they call it? Coontail?
No.
Is that what it was called?
Oh, they would make a little kind. Bit. I think that's what it's called, because they would have a raccoon print.
Well, they would dye it, but they would dye striped sections.
Yeah, spots.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Zebra print almost.
Yeah.
It was Kiki Cannibal I had a big crush Kiki on in Cannibal. Her sister.
Oh,
Dakota.
Dude, she's definitely your type too.
Dakota Rose. But Cannibal. Dude, I always thought they were 20, like when I was younger. And I'm pretty sure they were like,
they were 15, 16.
Yes. I used to think she was like really cute.
But you liked that hair back then?
I just admire, well, I mean, it was not in. That, but like I admire how she would always like switch up like what she was like wear or doing with her hair. Like that was pretty bold, but
it was very bold.
Look up Dakota Rose, and she had like a sister too that I always thought was like Dakota Rose.
Dakota Rose now. Every scene person, top search is now.
Oh, I think she's living in Japan now.
Oh, let's meet up with her.
Could you imagine?
Okay, just know I was just a young teenager.
Guys,
on the internet.
I'm so sorry. I thought this was cute. 80% of you have no idea what we were talking about, Kiki Cannibal. Should we run the intro?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have so much to talk about. All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1, and do you know how to say 3, 2, 1 in Japanese?
I know it. Give me the first one.
Ichi-ni-san-nan. I get it, dude.
Ichi si san nan.
It's Kaspar, baby. I forgot. Spice it up.
There you go. I was doing the little trick that. Well, welcome back. Konnichiwa. Welcome back to Unfiltered.
Arigato.
That was good, right?
That was great.
We come back after from Japan and we're just speaking like fluent Japanese.
Hi, welcome back to Unfiltered. Thank you for coming. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered.
And we're Unfiltered. We have such a big day tomorrow. Yeah.
It's I can't believe it's already here.
This is the night before we go to Tokyo.
We're pulling an all-nighter.
I that's why I hate morning flights, because I just can't sleep. I can't sleep, and then I'm thinking about it the whole night. And then it gives me stress, anxiety. And then once I finally fall asleep, I miss the flight because I don't wake up.
It's like the first day of school.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially like an international flight, because you're like, okay, do I have everything to like get into the country? Right. You feel what like you're about to commit a crime.
Yeah.
You're like, do I know?
Because the chances of you getting stopped are pretty high. So you're like, what am I possibly going to get stopped for?
But what helped me this time when it comes to the whole packing to leave the country is... instead of packing nice shit, I pack now comfortable stuff. And it's made it so much easier for me. It felt better.
You pack your basics, and then you buy all the flair when you get there.
Everything I'm wearing, good. By the way, no graphics on it.
Yeah.
Which made it so much easier.
He just found out what Uniqlo is today.
Oh boy.
No, I'm even before that, like just pack it. Like when I go to Florida, I don't pack I pack basic stuff. I'm not packing anything to go out in at night, anything nice. It's just, I know that like, I'm just packing comfortable stuff.
Keep it clean.
It was nice doing it on an international flight. It was just awesome.
Yeah, my look for Japan is gonna be waterproof core.
Oh yeah.
Everything I got is like waterproof tactical pants,
uh-huh.
Rain jackets. I bought like waterproof boots. I'm pretty pumped.
All right, my style this time for Japan is gonna be 2009 Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that good little street style.
I don't think I have enough on my back for that, but I'm hoping I look like that. What about you?
I'm going like Gorp Corey, but like Ivy Gorp Corey. Very like preppy Gorp Corey.
Okay.
So like trail mixy Ivy.
Is it like league. A new mat that we're seeing on this trip?
No, it's pretty much the same mat.
Just say rugby. Just say rugby.
I bet you have that yellow jacket. I like that on top.
I already got my yellow raincoat and all of that. And I got a cool little nice trench coat.
What was the jacket that you left at the arena?
The raincoat.
Yeah, the yellow one. Well, I know the guy who made it, KJP, and then he... resent me one because my mom got it for me for Christmas, and I was like, I cannot explain to my mom that I lost
it.
Well,
so you got another one.
Oh no, yeah, he sent it back for me, so I appreciate it.
So quickly, just to recap, if you're a new listener or you didn't watch the episode back in October, it was actually our first episode of season 3 or 4. I forget already, but we surprised Heath and I surprised Matt and Mariah on a trip to Tokyo. Just to thank them for just being a part of the show and being a part of our lives and just helping so much to make the show the best show.
No, thank you.
We also wanted to like take care of you guys. So like we are flying lay down seats. It's going to be a very comfortable 12-hour flight.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time.
And this is, I mean, it's so important because, I mean, let's backtrack a little bit. Matt has been talking about going to Japan for the past, like, what, 8 years of our life?
A long, long time.
And a lot, too. Like, you'd bring up Japan maybe once a month of how badly you
wanted
to go.
Because I think, you know, us as a group, I don't think we, like, really even traveled that much internationally, like, especially, like, in the early days things. And we always felt like we should. And then, you know, everyone always, like, dreams of, like, going to, you know, the traditional places, Italy, Europe. That's a place you're always going to go. Tokyo, I feel like, is such our vibe.
Yeah.
It is a sprawling metropolis of wonder and endless stimulation. And it's a place where you hardly get a chance to go once you, like, start your life.
Exactly.
Like, it's hard to get your family to go to Tokyo. I've noticed, like,
we've been talking to people and we've brought up that we're going to Tokyo, and the looks that we get are insane. Cause it's not like, oh, we're going to Cabo, and people are like, oh, nice, good.
Yes.
It's like, Japan, what?
Yeah.
And it's a really strange feeling when people are like, you're going to Japan.
And everybody that I've told that's been to Japan, they
super all excited
them,
for you.
They're like, oh my God, you're gonna have the best time of your life. Yeah. Like, there's nothing bad about that place. You are going to have the time of your life. And they always say a week is not enough time.
I know.
So that's something that, like,
but that's what's good, is knowing that this isn't gonna be our last time.
Exactly.
To go to
I feel like we're gonna be right back there.
Probably
in the same year. Honestly.
I don't wanna jinx it, but I am a little bit worried. Mariah's passport expires 3 days after we get, like,
April 2nd, 2023, and we get back on the 29th. Can you imagine?
Hopefully nothing.
I know.
Nothing happens.
Well, which one of you said, well, if something happens and we get stuck,
they would send
me back to the U.S. Oh. I'm not allowed to stay.
Oh, really?
We're going to be like, Mariah,
On the Unwind episode, like, a few weeks ago, Mariah found out that her passport expires literally. how many days after?
Like 4 days.
Four days after we're supposed to come back home. But in my head, I'm like, what if something?
We just keep our fingers crossed.
That would stink.
Because you said there was an issue with David. His didn't expire, but there's some places that you can travel to that give you, they say it has to be within a 6 month.
So yeah, some countries do like, so basically you would have to have like 3 months left on your passport.
Okay.
Just in case or something like
that. Which is still kind of bold because they don't say that anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, when everybody looks at their passport, they look at the date and they plan around the date.
Then what's the point?
Exactly. And no, like, if you're going on a trip and your shit doesn't expire until after you come back,
you'd be like, oh,
why
good.
Are you going to worry about it?
Yeah.
That kind of...
It was stressing me out. Yeah. I asked Jordan like 100 times. I was like, you're sure I'm good? He's like, you're good.
You know what I thought was interesting was, like, today when we were, like, filling out all of our pre-registration stuff before you enter the country. Like,
the what? Wait,
have you
committed
the pre-registration stuff? Like, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just like, have you committed a crime? And you're like, no.
I've always wanted to press yes and see what happens.
But I was like, in the US, it's like, have you committed a felon? But, like, going to Japan, it was like, have you committed a crime? And then you're like, well, what does that mean? Like, I have no record, but I'm like, if you ran
a red light.
Yeah. Like, does that,
you know, what's crazy? We've all committed a crime.
It's amazing.
In some way.
Nobody's perfect.
But none of us have a mugshot out there, right?
I don't have one.
No, I don't have one.
I have a red light camera shot.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Heath? I had to think about it.
Oh, really?
I had to think about it right now. I was like, drunk nights, you know, people, shit gets crazy. I get crazy.
What if one of us just had, like, is on a no-fly list the whole time? They've just been like, yeah, listen, I snapped on a flight out of Reno one time.
This person I know, girl, I know, she's on a no-fly list
way.
For American Airlines. And all her friends are all, they've all been trying to figure out why, because this girl's kind of like,
do we know her?
I feel like she... What? Well, yeah, we know her.
Oh, I can't wait until after the episode.
She's on a no-fly list for American Airlines, and everybody, like, their her friends have been trying to figure out
why.
Because why would you be on a no-fly list?
That's a hard thing to accomplish.
It's very hard to accomplish that.
She snapped at somebody.
Or she was mistaken for somebody.
I don't think, this is what I think. I think she may have done some sexual things on the airplane. That's what a few of us think, which makes sense, which I think that's why they're trying to figure out, like, they keep calling her and they're like, hey, this person, blah, blah, blah. And they cannot give that information
Interesting.
Out. And I think that girl has also tried calling in front of her friends. And I think she can't even get through to the airline on why she's on the no-fly
list. That has to be so awkward if you are on a no-fly list for a particular airline, but you like are keeping it a secret from your friends. And everyone's like, come on, we're all getting on the flight. Let's get it. And you're like, I'm going to go take United. And you're like, what? Why can't you do it? It's even cheaper. They go, I can't. I think it's
points.
It stinks to have to be on a no fly list on any airline. Like I've had to fly, I feel like on every airline because something happens where you have to fly an airline that
you don't want.
Yeah. It's that stinks. And I honestly feel bad for her that she's on this no fly list, but I would love to know.
Are you cleaning up your image?
Man,
you said stinks like four times. It's just really funny.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh no, I would have said sucks, but I just said stinks. I don't know.
That's okay. You can switch it up.
I like it.
I've been saying shoot a lot lately.
Gosh, dang it.
I think Mariah's like kind of rubbing off on me too though.
Mariah, do you curse?
Hell yeah, I do.
Heck freaking yeah, I do.
What's your favorite curse word?
I'm done.
You are?
That's good.
That's good.
Dude, you know what happened to me today? No. Wait, never mind.
Wait, what happened to you today?
I thought you were like, I'm done, like.
Oh, no. It was like a impulse, like a, what do you call that when you have something in your brain?
Intrusive thought.
Intrusive thought, yeah. I had an intrusive thought the other day where I was, I think out loud, like, I said, I shouldn't even say that. Okay. what was your story?
This morning, I took Athletic Greens, all respect to the brand. I've had it multiple times in the past.
I love
Athletic. I'm driving and all of a sudden my face just starts like, I start feeling like my skin is like about to peel off.
Like a pre-workout?
Like yes. At first I thought it was like a niacin effect. Like after you take a pre-workout, you start getting tingly. And I'm like, is there niacin in Athletic Greens? Like that doesn't make sense. And then I look in the mirror. Dude, my face, it looks like I'd been like sunburned. Oh. And I was like, oh my God. And I thank God I was on the way to like the pharmacy to pick up
I'm just curious, were you hungover?
No. No, I wasn't hungover. It was this morning. I didn't drink last night.
Oh, this morning.
Okay, it was this morning. But I was like, thank gosh, I'm already on my way to Kaiser. Maybe I like if anything happens. But I Googled it, and apparently it happens if you take it like on an empty stomach. But I've taken it before. Dude, my face, I thought I was going to die today.
It felt like it was peeling off, or it looked like it was peeling off?
First, because I was driving, I'm like, something's wrong. And then I look in the rearview mirror. Dude, my face was fully red. I even took pictures of it. And
Matt forgot he had taken a lot of shrooms the night before. He's like finally kicking in.
Oh boy. No. But dude, I was like, oh, you can.
Oh my God, they're live. Wait, photos. Matt, you look, hold it down. Hold
wait,
it down.
You look fine.
Well, I was like hamming it up maybe for Snapchat.
Zane, the saturation.
Boost it, baby.
Vibrance.
But I read on Reddit that it happens to a lot of people, but I was spooked today because I'm like, I can't believe it. Fucking Japan. Mm-mm. Like I was worried like some I realized I was allergic to something.
I was worried about it too. A lot of people are just getting sick all of a sudden this past week, so I was really scared that I was gonna just get sick.
That was my biggest fear.
Did you know Carly got appendicitis?
Yes, I saw that.
And it's all your fault.
Shit, I don't know. It's not.
It's crazy how you both talked about it too, to each other.
You both had the same fear, right?
Yeah, about it happening.
And she was going to the Taylor Swift concert.
Yes.
You both were scared that something was going to happen before a big event. And it
happened to her.
Taylor Swift.
I just don't that's weird. There has to be something in the universe that's just playing fucking true. What's the word?
Not a coincidence. That's not crazy.
Exactly.
I know. My heart broke for her because I was just like, you're at the Taylor Swift concert. Oh, but she's fine, but it's just so weird that like it happened. Thoughts become things. But I don't feel like she.
But it's good that it happened already, though. Right. It can't happen again.
Yeah, right. I know. Like that's the best is like having the peace of mind about that.
I think it's better happening when you're younger than older, right?
Is it more likely when you're younger? Or is it just anytime?
I think it does kind of, it happens, but I think in like your 30s to like 45, like that range, it happens. It tends to happen to people. I think.
What was the chance of it happening to a person again? Like what's the?
1 out of 20.
Which is crazy because you guys are right next to
each
other.
We were all 20, so I guess it makes sense. We're all 40.
Because on Good Influences, 40. I guessed it was 1 out of 8. And then they're like, that's way too high. But I was like, but if you're around a large, at least, a big group of people, somebody has had appendicitis.
That's pretty crazy.
And it was actually 1 out of 20, which still is like, get it out. We should all be getting our appendixes out. Just saying.
Don't shame me.
I don't mind ripping mine out.
Can you imagine?
I don't know. I like mine.
Carly showed it to her.
They showed it,
but I think because she kind of like asked questions about seeing it, and then I'm surprised that
she even wanted to see it. I feel like she would like faint.
I couldn't make up in my head what an appendix looks like.
Oh,
it's the shape of a triangle, right? Draw an appendix,
like a triangle, like a.
It's an appendage. So like you know, like the end
Wait,
of.
I'm thinking of a. Oh.
It's like a pinky. It's like a, almost like the shape of a pinky at the end. You know, like a water balloon. When you tie a water balloon, there's the little head at the tip. Yeah. It's like that, but it's at the end of your large intestine.
I knew that, you know what?
It's Carly's story to say, but it's kind of
looks like something you want to tickle.
But apparently that's the area that when like we as humans were like eating, you know, like a lot of like raw meat and bones and stuff, like it was like an area where that type of food was like digested.
So we should all just remove that, right? So we don't get an appendicitis.
Well, yeah, because you don't need it.
I think we should, but I don't know.
Kind of like your tonsils?
Yeah.
They get those removed?
My brother and my mom, but I haven't had to
do it. It's weird they say like, now if you get your tonsils removed as an adult, it's more intense than it was when you were a kid. And I'm like,
oh no.
Huh? Is that just because now you have full on adults getting removed who are like, no, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Rather than being a kid being like.
Same with circumcision.
Well, okay. That I feel like would be way more intense as an adult.
Who is like 30 years old? Like, you know what? I probably should.
No, there are new Jews, I guess, people.
You know,
I have a question.
Imagine the day before going to that surgery.
You'd have to knock me out. Like I'm out.
You'd have to knock me out for days.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to even look at, I would faint the moment I had to like pee.
You'd have to like get used to it.
That's crazy.
I have a question. Are you both happy with your circumcised?
Yeah, but I don't think, unless you're Jewish, I don't think we should be circumcised.
Are you glad that you got it?
Sure.
I don't know any difference.
But the reason why I got
it. You don't know the difference between.
No, I don't. I have nothing to compare it to.
One is like, it's like this.
I know what to compare it to. An uncircumcised penis. I'll say it right now. I'm glad that I got a circumcision.
It's like this, and then it's like this.
No, I know what it is. I can't be like.
With what you're working with right now. Imagine being uncircumcised. I couldn't even look at it.
If you were uncircumcised?
I'm saying with what I'm working, like just with my, just
Zane,
my.
Zane, it would give you extra length.
I think Zane's just that's the last thing he
needs. That's just the last thing I need.
Majority of the world is uncircumcised. No, I bet a bunch of our listeners.
I'm not giving shit to people that have an uncircumcised penis.
Oh.
I'm talking about myself.
Jordan's looking around.
I do.
You have one? What? Let me see it right now.
No.
No.
I don't have my appendix.
No. Your penis.
And I'm uncircumcised.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, baby. We should do like a showing. Come to the unwind after. We're going to show on the unwind. We actually can, right?
Wow, you'll learn something.
Wait, can we on Patreon?
Technically, yeah.
We could do it on Patreon.
You could show it. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Nudity on Patreon?
I think so.
If y'all keep it a secret.
You can do,
we just got to keep it a secret.
Give this video a thumbs up if you would keep it a secret.
We've talked about doing a naked episode though, but we just like, we would just blur out everything.
Yeah.
I just think would be like funny. Just these clips of us like talking, but.
I just love Jordan sitting there listening this whole time, just being like.
That checks out. That's
no. That's amazing.
Ask him the question if he would. Like,
Oh, great! Oh my god! All right, let's.
Jordan, hop on.
Matt's in the bathroom.
Look at Jordan's audio.
Well, hop on in.
Jordan's audio recorder. He takes voice memos during the day.
Okay, everybody, welcome Jordan. He is
uncircumcised.
No, I wanted to. This everybody, Zane, this is Jordan for new viewers.
Our spinoff.
Not only is Jordan Heath's assistant, but not Zane only that, but he's his best friend, and also he is a semi producer of the show. So we're gonna have him on here, and he's also uncircumcised.
Zane, did you hear me?
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your uncircumcised. Do you like it? Are you first? Are you happy with it?
I like it, and it's like it's wearing a sweater. Like a hoodie.
It's like a turtleneck.
Okay.
Yes. And it does turn into looking like
a monster.
It does look like a normal penis.
Yeah, it is. Because half the world has it. So of course it's
normal.
Normal for you. This is normal for me.
Would you rather?
I would never cut it.
Well, no, not now. But you know what, like,
yeah,
one looks like in the other. What would you want to do?
Aesthetically wise.
Aesthetically wise, I still wouldn't cut it.
That's good. Love that. Love yourself.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, Jordan, for the uncircumcised segment.
Imagine that was his debut.
Right?
Oh, nobody knows what he looks like.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Our cute little morning.
What, Mariah?
All right, the past couple days. Okay, well, let me start over. A couple days ago, I woke up to a text from Jordan, and he said, I'm uncircumcised. I think I'm uncircumcised. He said, there's a duck in the pool. And I was like, no freaking way.
Everybody listening that have ducks in their home, they're like,
So we go outside and
sure
lo
enough.
And behold, there is a little duck swimming in the pool.
You've never seen ducks in in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
No, in LA. We're in Los Angeles. It's just,
like a mallard.
Okay, if I saw a duck, I wouldn't think twice because I see it all the time in Florida. But like, I don't think I would have like.
It's in your backyard. It's in your pool.
When was the last time you saw a duck in California?
No, I understand that, but I don't think I would have been able to tell that I have not seen ducks out here because I've seen ducks so many times in my life. That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked, did you see ducks a lot in your hometown?
Put yourself in my shoes. Pretend you're at your house. You wake up and there's a duck in your pool.
I don't think he would have noticed it.
I'm so confused. I thought this was so fun.
It's always a rare occurrence.
I wouldn't have noticed it, but that's why I asked, do you see a lot of ducks in your hometown?
No, it's your duck is in your pool in your backyard.
Is there a lot of ducks in your hometown?
Yeah, I've been seeing ducks my whole life.
Okay, that's all I want to know. So you were able to notice that ducks
are here. Yeah, I didn't even put a dent in the story. All right, so I wake up and Jordan's like, there's a duck in the pool. So we're throwing.
Okay, so what color was this?
We're throwing
beautiful mallard.
We're throwing crackers at it, bread, and it's not scared or anything. And for half the day, it was taking naps in the grass. I think it saw the chickens.
In the hot tub?
I think it saw the chickens and that was confirmation, like, I'm safe here.
Oh.
And we don't see a lot of ducks in LA, so we're like, where the hell did this duck come from? It was pretty cool. So, stayed for half the day, eventually flew away, left, got spooked. And yesterday morning, we wake up, not only is the duck in the pool, but her boyfriend joined her.
Were they?
They were ducking.
There's a lot of privacy back here, so I don't know.
A little bit of duck, duck, goose.
I thought it was so cute. They were sleeping together. That's what exactly what they looked like.
Wow!
Did you give him a condom?
A cracker.
Okay, same thing.
I just thought that was so cute.
That is cute.
That's what it like. Those are the two ducks.
The male is on the right, and the female's on the left.
Are they gonna leave ducklings? Well, they gotta be like, is it just me or is this chlorine? Like, there ain't no minnows.
Trust me, we looked it all up. I said, should they be drinking this much pool water? Should we shoo them away? But like I said, I think they're taking after the chickens and they're seeing that we're feeding the chickens and they're eating it and they're okay around us.
Oh.
We're holding the chickens in front of them and they just hang out and they stay.
Oh, y'all love that this shit is a zoo, huh?
It's out of control.
Get a giraffe. Keep bringing them in. It's interfering
with work.
It's out of control.
I bet.
I just sit there and I talk to the squirrel and the chickens.
You talk to the squirrel by yourself?
Like Dr. and Mrs. Doolittle Heath. Over here.
It's bad.
Heath.
It's bad.
Don't look at me.
I know it's bad. Okay. It's a problem. We just feed them all day.
So,
but we're hoping.
Have you ever talked shit about me to this world?
This fucking.
Anyway, that's all I have.
No, that's really
no,
cute.
But we're hoping they come back because I really do want to take them in.
The ducks?
The ducks?
I have this vision of them going into the chicken coop and like hanging out.
Unless they go after their eggs.
Come in all that. Hey, period.
Yeah, but.
You should put like a disco ball in the.
Chicken strips.
Yeah.
But like, can a duck eat like a chicken's egg though for like food? Isn't that weird? Like another bird can eat another bird's like their.
Oh, the duck will just like start. Pecan,
it's just weird how birds will eat other birds' eggs.
Yeah.
That's the most bizarre thing.
Wait,
where it's
I didn't know that.
Like, I don't know.
Which bird? Like,
I guess
what bird
mammals eat other mammals' babies. It's just weird. The egg. Like, or like, you've ever seen like eagles will sometimes go up to like a crow's nest and will eat the eggs.
I did not know that.
I think
that.
They're
That's
just like
crazy.
Killing.
Yeah.
I think it's more of like a territory thing. They go in, they know that babies are going to be born. So they like eliminate.
So evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do people eat duck eggs? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Quail eggs, quail duck.
But ducks don't lay
more bird.
Ducks eggs are more fertilized though, than like chicken eggs though, right? Like since ducks roam around, they're around the opposite sex more rather than a chicken coop. They are cooped mm-hmm. up together to produce yeah. those eggs. Ducks are most likely laying fertilized yeah. eggs.
Right, what have you opened up here?
I don't know. I thought it would be like wholesome.
We should bring in like a zoo,
a zoologist,
a zookeeper, zoologist.
I would zoo person.
I would love that. We should make like we bring
career
in a pilot.
Day.
We ask him all the questions. Yeah. We bring in a
we
flight
talk about
attendant.
All the time. It's just I guess we just have to like ask. We've never directly asked the viewers if they know anybody.
Well, we
in
should.
That field.
Conan O'Brien always interviews like someone who has like a mortician or something. But there's somebody who is a fan of the podcast, so they put out that question. We ask the fans, "Who is this job?" And we have that person on. Though I don't know if any surgeons listen to this.
So
podcast.
Let's open it up right now. If any of you listening, or you know anybody that has a very very interesting or unusual job.
We should make it a listener or like someone who is a listener, which should have on, right?
I mean, it could be anybody, but it could be somebody that knows somebody that like is willing to talk, right? It could be anybody. Yeah, anything interesting, just hit up our email that's in the description and then we will start bringing people in. We should have one every episode. Mm.
If this podcast ended tomorrow, what would you do? Like for work? What would be like the first job you would go for?
Oh, deep and dark.
Come on.
What would I do? I would be an social clip editor.
Jared.
You're saying this podcast or just like everything I'm doing right now?
Yeah, like just social media. Like it's just done. You go find like a job.
Oh, okay.
Do people still know and remember you?
Yeah.
And aware of what you did? Oh, I'd want to go host a game show.
Okay.
Right? I would. I think that's what if there was an ability to even like post stuff and you had to go do something, I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, that'd be
okay.
It's good.
Absolutely.
I would be off the camera. I'd be behind the camera because to this day, I don't like being on camera. I'd be behind the camera and I would do some sort of directing. I would be oversee commercials and like different.
I picture you with one of those big Ronin rigs with the backpack thing with the.
Oh yeah.
Where it's on like a gimbal and the guy's just like running around.
Honestly, I would, but I am too lazy to learn and figure that out. But you know what I want to do? I want to be right next to that person looking
telling
at
them.
The shot. Yeah, just
shooting
directing.
Stuff always seems like so much fun, but then it's like there's all this fucking equipment you got to do. Mm-hmm. Like I just wish it was just this like drone thing that just floated around. It was so simple and got all the shots. It's just all the gear. That to me, I'm like, I'll respect the people who do it. I just know I couldn't deal with the gear. And
you know what's the most frustrating part? And I feel like, Mario, you're right with me on this. I hate that my brain is able to come up with all these awesome, insane ideas for just content and just visuals and anything related to just direction or directing in general. And I know that I can never get that because I just don't know the terminology. I don't know the equipment. I don't know the settings on a camera. I don't know anything. And that is like, that's like the worst.
Yeah.
To like feel like you're in this like hole. Mm-hmm. But like, you know,
it's like coming up with an invention and then you're like, now what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have the idea, but execution is difficult.
Exactly. And I think that's like a lot of people too. I feel like a lot of people have this problem where like, in their head, they know they can like.
I just don't want to get on phone calls and talk to people. Be like, all right, so where are we all at with
this
thing?
I want
to
show up, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I want to edit it.
You should be a consultant. You should be a creative consultant on campaigns where they go, all right, Zane, we're thinking about doing this for a social media campaign. Do you think this is good or not? What do you want? We'll pay you this much.
But like that world, I would hate just like the people I'm talking to.
I am.
Because you're talking to people that just don't get it.
Oh, hey, but that's like, what they're paying you for.
I know.
That's what they're paying for you. Or I'll maybe go treasure hunting. Go find some buried treasure.
I feel like Heath would be really good at hunting treasure.
I would love that.
Do you think you could like find
I think a I lot could of... genuinely find treasure. I do.
Where would you go first?
Honestly, I would just go to random Goodwills and just see what the fuck they're selling. That would there's all I get sucked into those TikToks of people like, who are wheeling, dealing, going to garage sales, or they end up finding like this is some old Italian.
I did that
piece.
The other day. We went to an estate sale and they had Barbies on crazy Barbies stuff. On Barbies from like the 40s and 50s.
Whoa.
I took a picture. I researched every single one.
Yeah. She was checking.
I was like, which ones do I need to go back and buy?
And did you find any that were like
pretty expensive? Yeah, a few $100.
And I'm guessing these are very old people. They're just trying to get rid of it, or are these?
Well, I think it's most of the time. I feel like an estate sale is when somebody passes away, or
yeah. So it's just stuff they've had in their
or
house
either
forever.
They like they're moving away and they don't want to like sit there. Like they're just gonna start new. Somewhere
I'm just
else.
Surprised that they don't like those people that are selling, or even very old people. They don't. There's not somebody that tries to catch them to be like, hey, can I be your manager for all your stuff? Because I bet you I can sell this stuff.
Well, there are those people. Okay. But those videos though, where like they go up on garage sale things, and it's almost like it's a freaking body cam, and then they'll film the person who's selling stuff for a reason. And here's the thing: I get the fucking hustle. I get that a person's probably selling a whole bunch of Hot Wheels cars.
I think it's scummy. But
you post the video on the internet without the person knowing. Who knows what the person's going through? Their parents could have fucking died, and they're just trying to get this shit off their hands. Yeah. That's fine. I get the hustle. But then you put the video out of this person not knowing they're in this video where they just sold something a deer or who knows for hundreds and hundred dollars. Now everyone on the internet sees it and they're like, damn, Betty, just saw that you sold one of your things for 10 bucks and it was worth $5,000, Betty. Way to go. And then Betty's feeling like shit. There's just that blur out the person's face, and they also show their home. It's like a weird
That's
video.
That's crazy.
It's also weird, like going to shop at an estate sale. Like I felt uncomfortable walking around. It's not like a thrift store. Like it's okay to like buy secondhand things and you know, thrift things. But
I get very emotional and attached for them.
Walking into a home. And like people's like dishes are out and there's like still soap on the counter.
I'm
and
like, it's just they like, had dinner on these and it's like they're.
It's weird being in the location and seeing where these products came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta say this. So in LA, Patricia agrees with me and I think people have caught on to it. A lot of these estate sales they do in LA are fake. They are not real. They are booking this like house that is about to go on the market. But the stuff that's in the house is not the person who lived in the house. It's other shit that didn't get sold at the last estate sale. And they stage it out like the person who lived here was this old, cool Hollywood executive that had all of these Life magazines and all this like shit.
Not surprising.
It's all this, it's a staged, it's the same way when you go to like flea markets now in LA where a lot, you think you're going to get a bargain at a flea market in LA. You're not. It's they're selling you a vibe in this dream.
Right. Yeah.
The one we went to was a famous person.
Because, well, maybe it is the house, but the stuff they bring into it is someone else who works for another vintage retailer. They're putting it up, and you think that you're buying the thing of the person who lived there, and it's not.
I'm not taking their side at all, but aren't these people that go to these sales, they don't... Do most of them care about the story, or if they just they're just going to see if they can find something really cool?
Just trying to find a deal. I feel like most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Then they get the LA influencers to come into the estate sale a few days before to then post it out on TikTok, going, "Guys, there is this new estate sale, and if you look at it, it's all the same."
Damn, I wish I was on this TikTok. You guys are on like this.
I keep going with Patricia, and I've been like, "This isn't the fucking person's house," or. What this is.
Yeah.
Some of the products may be, but they pushed in more products that they didn't sell at the last one to keep it going.
I guess it's just weird for the soul, for like the spirit to just like lie about that because it's.
But there are real estate sales, but don't the Hollywood Hills ones, I'm like.
Yeah.
The good ones, I would
have you been to anything? You go to like sales like that all the time? Like where it's
just the ones close to here.
Yeah, if we see them.
Not all, there are real ones. It's the TikTok ones that go viral where I'm like, this is
there a certain site you go on or do you just wait to like see it while driving?
We just see signs.
Is there a website where like they post these type of like,
yeah, you can find them online newspaper. All over.
You should like go on those sites and see if they have ones in like Long Beach. You probably find like crazy stuff. Yeah. That just like,
they have a lot. Outside. They have like Calabasas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. I want to know where people get these barn find cars. Oh. I don't understand that stuff.
Like the website Barn Find Cars, where people will post like an incredibly cool old car.
Or these people that are buying closed up storage sheds, and they'll like pay X amount of dollars for the storage shed and whatever's in it, they get to keep.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like, I found this vintage Ferrari.
Isn't that Storage Wars?
Yeah, pretty much. Or it's just storage auctions when someone's not paying their storage anymore. Yeah. It goes up for auction.
Like, to me, that's cooler than like a scratch off.
Yeah.
You know, imagine like you're like, all right, I'll buy the storage unit. It's either going to be empty or there's going to be like some like old shit you don't want, or there's going to be something really cool in
What's
it.
What's that show real?
Storage Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it just seemed
way too good.
But actually do that stuff. Like that's a real thing.
Okay.
The auction's real. I think they ask certain people to show up for the shoot, like the Storage War personalities, and then those people show up and then they shoot that.
Okay. Right.
The thing is that once you buy that storage thing, you don't know what's in it, and then you're like, fuck, now I gotta deal with all of this shit. Like
you guys wanna one day buy a storage unit like that and just see what we get?
I'm down.
I think it'd be so fun. Yeah.
I think it'd be fun too.
I feel like I've always wanted to.
Are they how expensive are they to like buy a storage unit?
It's like an auction, right?
You have a storage unit, don't you?
Yeah, I have a storage unit.
No, he wants to like buy a mystery one.
Just a mystery
it's
one.
It's like a giant mystery
yeah,
box.
I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I bet you would strike gold. It's a Kinder Egg. Went a little further out of LA to where there's not the competition. I bet out in LA it's very competitive to buy them. I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
I would go to Vegas. I'd buy Vegas. Vegas has the best thrift stores because there's all these eccentric personalities. There's all this like money lost, money gained. People who had everything lost it all. All that shit gets cycled out there. It's a great area to go hunt down. My thoughts.
Well, what would you be doing if this ended tomorrow? Oh.
I feel like
a pilot
would be fun, but I don't think I would enjoy that for the rest of my life. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to make a career. I feel like that'd be like a cool hobby.
I think you wanted to open like a diner or we were at
a breakfast restaurant would be cool. Or and I still feel like it would be cool to be like SWAT, like something in like a law enforcement.
Oh, so you'd go into training for this. Like
that still seems fun to me.
No, Heath, look, let's be realistic. Yeah. I know you're not going to be a law enforcement like right after this.
No.
Be realistic right now.
I'm throwing out ideas that I think would be like a good career path. Get like a nice pension.
You're putting your life on the line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the way you said that.
Can you imagine you're a pilot? You're like, I don't want to fucking fly that plane tomorrow.
To me, I feel like being a pilot would be the same as like the same feeling as a taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just like,
do pilots chat? Are they allowed to so how was that game last night? Or do they have to be like,
no, they sleep.
They're an autopilot most of the flight. Yeah. Autopilot, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like, not allowed to fly that
flight. Flight attendants aren't checking in going, I hear a lot of chatting in there. Let's like.
They go to sleep at night and they wake up. And they're like, damn, I gotta go.
I have to fly 300 passengers.
Yeah, right. You also like,
that's a huge responsibility.
Yeah. You're away from your family a lot, which I feel like would be kind of.
But you know what? Upsetting. You know what's crazy about that? Like every time, like I'll get in Uber cars, Lyft drivers. I go and I look at the person, and a lot of times I could never trust. Like there's times where I'm just like, oh god, like I don't trust this person. But every time I see a pilot,
you know they have to be.
I just respect them.
Yeah,
they just look just.
Oh, I
good.
Say thank
they,
you every time
suit.
To a
it's
pilot.
It's a suit.
It's, I don't even think it's a suit. No, I think it's their just their whole.
Imagine you get into an Uber or a taxi and they're all wearing suits. You'd be like, wow, I feel good.
Have you ever seen a good looking
pilot? Maybe, okay.
You know, have you seen like a good looking pilot? You're like, damn.
Just like a stud guy.
You're like, damn, you. What a stud. Like, he's just like perfect and he flies planes. Like, you're like.
Oh. What a weird job though, because like imagine it's the equivalent of like a taxi driver where all they do is put it in drive and like get onto the road and then like pull off and park.
Yeah.
Like pilots aren't flying.
It almost
you know what I mean?
Like
they're literally just they take off and they land. Like that's their job.
I but if it, I think it makes sense that their main job.
Oh, we don't be talking about flying on this podcast. So fucking
We should start having consequences. When we start talking about it.
I think their main job.
We're not talking about turbulence or accidents.
I think their main job is when something happens and they need to take control. They know exactly what to do. That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. One time I saw a pilot, like I was getting on a plane and it was a full on, I swear to God, it was like a 22 year old and I, young kid. I'm like, I'm looking at everybody. I want to make sure everybody's seeing this.
Yeah.
Like y'all seeing this kid? It's a kid about to fly this plane.
Patricia and I were on one and the pilot starts talking. I'm like, that is like a frat dude up there. It's like, hey guys, what's up? So we're just gonna be like taking this flight up.
And
we're
just
like,
gonna be up here vibing for like, a few hours.
Past the age of 45 for me to feel comfortable.
Or do you ever get the announcement where they're like, this is Captain So-and-so's final flight before retirement. And you're kind of like, this could go so many ways.
Why have we all gotten that?
This could go so many ways.
Absolutely not.
He could be like, I'm done.
What like about also surgeons?
Corkscrew.
I don't know. I feel like if I was a pilot, I'd want to do a corkscrew.
Intrusive thoughts that you would have as a pilot,
What have you always urged to do as a pilot?
Just this,
or just like done anyway. Just one little, just like. Just one bank.
What if they were like, guys, we're about to hit some turbulence here, and the guy's just like this, just to have some fun. Zany, it's not actually turbulence. He's just like
he's hooking up with the flight attendant.
His ass is hitting.
He opens the curtain. He's like,
oh, you know they do nasty stuff. I knew this one guy who was a flight attendant that would talk about like hooking up with the stewardesses.
What?
The plane, like crazy stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's got to be like a fantasy thing, right?
Mile High Club.
Oh baby, that was on Frontier.
and back tier.
The pilot's just like, "With y'all tray tables up."
Oh god!
But also, like, it's like surgeons too. If you're getting a surge, it's funny now. Like we're 30 years old. I know some people from college. They're now full on surgeons, and I'm like,
"Yes,
huh?
Yes."
And then but then you want to get surgery from someone who's at least been doing it for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
But you know, anybody to get to that point has to start off.
Exactly. They have to start on somebody and they have to have their second and third. But nobody wants to be that first, second, third, fourth, fifth person.
But that's why they do a lot of volunteer work, because they go and like do a bunch of it for free to like get the practice, which is noble and necessary.
They don't charge
a lot of surgeons. A lot of surgeons, when you meet them, have had huge like stints where they go like abroad somewhere to a country in need and will do surgeries for free.
Yeah.
And then get a bunch of experience.
That's good.
But like, I'm not saying they're using them as guinea pigs, but it's weird. But like, that's where they get a lot of like,
but like the thing is that we need surgeons, you know, surgeons get old, they die. Like we have to, we just need to replace.
It's amazing. Even like an assistant to an anesthesiologist, how much they make.
Oh yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Anesthesiologists.
How much do they make?
Hundreds of thousands.
Like,
a year. Yeah.
I think there was one girl that was asked, like she was an assistant to the regional manager, an assistant to an anesthesiologist, and she said $200,000 a year for her first year.
That's insane. That's awesome.
There's a lot on anesthesiology. I'm pretty sure it's like you have to operate on like three different levels. It's like the medication to numb the body, the medication to like numb the nerves, and then the mind.
Wow.
And it's depending on the person's age, their weight, it's all this like math of figuring out the perfect amount.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got to make that call.
And it has to be right because you have to know the person's medical history, their blood pressure, all of it. And if you just get it right, like, Also actuary, you know, isn't it actuary mathematicians or scientists, people who calculate everything that could go wrong. Like Along Came Polly. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller's character is a person who calculates risk. They're the people, they make so much money and their job is to come in and calculate what could go wrong and how it can go wrong.
I think I could be good at that.
It's a lot of math.
Yeah.
A lot of math.
You good at math?
No.
You would be a great job. A translator. You know, you already know what the other person says, like the back of your hand. You get hired just to go, it's this.
Right.
Boom.
Oh, you know what?
Done.
You know what I would
do?
That's
true.
Oh, ASL signing? You go to Coachella and you're like up there with like Cardi B and you're just like busting it out.
You know what I would do if I was a translator?
Wait.
Just play around a little bit. Just say something completely different.
Yeah, that's happened
and
multiple
then you get,
times.
You get caught.
It's like the one that faked her way on like live TV. Remember?
Well,
that?
No, that one. The thing is that's everybody seeing that you're like you lose your job right there and then. But like, no, if you hire a translator for like a 2-person meeting and you are just given the wrong information to both sides, I just wonder what would happen. Like, where would you go?
What a good job if you want to be like the chess master, like moving, you know what I mean? Like you are controlling two different conversations to get whatever you want without the other people knowing.
You can fuck shit up.
You know the Yucatan Peninsula? You know the Yucatan Peninsula?
No.
It's in like South America. It's right. Like one of the big, it juts out from like, I'm pretty sure it's like south of Mexico before you hit South America or Central America. Anyways,
okay.
Yucatan Peninsula, the name Yucatan means I don't understand what you're saying. So like when the explorers came over and they were like, what is the name of this? They were like, Yucatan. They were like,
oh my goodness.
And it wasn't until like years later they realized that it meant I don't understand what you mean. That's, and so that whole really area funny. Is named after, that's the Yucatan Peninsula, right after Mexico.
Whose idea was that?
That's really cool.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yo, give it up for cartographers.
I know.
Unreal. How people did this shit before the internet, before any, like, unreal.
Even though the world map is still incredibly wrong, though. You know, like, the size of the United States, like, if you drag it over to certain areas, it's not what it is.
No.
Like,
what's the accurate world map of what the world really looks like, the sizing of it?
There's a website you can go to where you can, like, drag the U.S. over top of Africa and see, like, the actual size comparison.
Why wouldn't they just make it?
Well,
realistic.
Well, a lot of it has to do with like imperialism and trying to be the most important country, and they didn't want like other countries to look bigger than what they were on the map. We wanted it to make it look like I don't know if it's America or if it was like
maybe it's Australia.
Oh, it's really this size. That's what it looks like.
Wait,
map of what we think it looks like, but if you put everything down to true size, that's how big it is. Not like connection wise, but
there's
embarrassing.
Like Canada.
Wait.
Russia isn't
like compared to Africa?
So Africa's perfect size, really, basically.
Oh, this is true because look at Alaska. Look how big. Yeah, okay.
Russia is not that big.
I never knew this. But now it makes sense. Look how ridiculous Alaska looks.
But if you did put it all together, it looks kind of like...
Yeah.
We are ugly. We are ugly as a planet. Look at that shit. The ugly duckling.
Sometimes you know the whole Pangea thing.
We got face-tuned. We've been face-tuned since the jump.
Don't when in reality, Pangea. We're pretty snatched.
We are pretty snatched.
Thinner than we thought.
Skinny
yeah,
mini.
Bitch.
Skinny mini.
Eat that. Okay, Greenland. I did not. What?
Greenland is drastically.
Bro, what a lie.
Wow.
Where is Antarctica?
Dude, Africa, y'all stay true to your... Look at that.
Has anybody
Africa
seen
has
Antarctica?
Africa hasn't fucking moved a muscle.
Yeah, how big is that shit?
I've been really thinking about going to Antarctica, like...
You can't?
In the next... Yes, you can. Chris Clemens just went there.
I thought you have to be approved like North Korea.
No. That's a whole nother thing, dude. I go down holes about North Korea in like wanting to go there. But I'm like, Matt, what the fuck are you doing?
Because
you'll see these TikToks of people who are like, I've been to North Korea. You can go on a whole tourist or a guided tour in North Korea. You get approved and everything. And you go there for a week. And like, if you just behave, they go through your phone and everything. But just to say that you've been there, I don't know.
Not
many people have been able to say that, which is pretty crazy.
But Antarctica is one of those ones where you ain't gonna go take your family down to Antarctica. So the moment you have kids, it's like you have to wait until you retire.
Do they got like cabins out there?
No, you go on a cruise. You have to go on a cruise and then they pull up the boat to like the outskirts. You can't like go explore. You can't do anything really.
There's nothing there.
How far can you?
They take you to like specific designated areas.
Okay, that's a bit much. Antarctica, I do's couples who got married in Antarctica.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of cool, I guess.
You make all your friends come to our wedding and say in Antarctica.
Everybody's penguins.
I just think it's very interesting. You can't go like fly a plane around
Antarctica.
You can't
I'll be getting off.
You can't take your own boat around there. Can't do anything.
What they say about the planes is that there's just too much turbulence. It's the weather or the...
No. You can't, like, if you owned a plane, you couldn't just, like, go fly over and explore.
Well, I feel like the terrain is changing constantly. It's not like...
That's what they say. That's what they say. That the weather is not safe enough to fly over that, right?
Well, you're saying, like, on, like, commercial flights...
Here we go.
I know.
I'm
saying, like, if you wanted to, like, take your own plane and just go fly, like, and just go explore, you cannot.
It costs about, you go down to South America at the very tip, you take a cruise, you go down there. It's about $10,000 a person to do it.
Wow.
You can get it down to, like, $5,000. But I'd be like, just to say you did it. That's the whole point of going to Antarctica.
I want to jump in the...
Well, not... You shouldn't travel just to say you did things, but it's one of those bucket lists.
We should all cannonball in the edge of Antarctica in the water.
Hell no. I can't believe the Titanic people have canceled on us twice.
Yeah, oh, I know. Twice.
For the people who are listening, there's a Titanic exhibit in LA. They created, like, basically the whole set or the interior of the Titanic, and... We've been so interested in going. We've had two times.
And then when we rebooked it 2 weeks in advance, literally the day before, canceled.
I just want to put my hand in the water.
I know
how cold it was, even though I can just do that
you
at home.
Literally, yeah.
But I just want to just know.
It's definitely colder than you think.
Did you see the lady talking about one of the Titanic survivors?
Yes.
About the boat splitting in half. Yeah. And then everybody was telling her that she was wrong.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, trying to go with, like, their story of what happened and how it sank.
She was a little girl when it sunk. She's like, that's not what happened. She got on one of the first rescue, the little boats. And she told everybody, I saw it break in half. I saw it break in half. And everyone's telling this girl that was on the boat, no, you didn't. It just sunk. It just sunk, or whatever.
Was there anybody else to back her
and
up?
Then, that now, but now there's proof that it broke in half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but them just being
they gaslit her.
They gaslit her.
100%.
I saw a video on TikTok that was, it's like how we think the Titanic sunk and all the lights are on and stuff. Yeah. It's like how it really was.
Pitch black,
sinking. Hell no.
What a nightmare.
No. But
wait, if it hit an iceberg head on, how does it break in half in the middle?
It's the way that the because all the water goes in on that and that heavily weighs it down. And then that top, it like breaks.
The water went in on the bottom of the boat and it was making it.
It happens with a lot of sinking stuff is that it loads in one way and then it causes it to shift another way. So here's a little
animation of how it happened.
We have to watch an entire movie. This was the action.
Wait, that's really interesting,
so it's
actually.
It's sinking, it's getting heavy.
Right.
See, wow. The front is very heavy and then it's supposed to snap. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I dealt with my, nothing compared to the Titanic, obviously, for the victims. I dealt with my own nightmare today.
What?
Did you?
Yeah, at the mall.
Oh, at the mall.
What happened?
At the mall check.
Okay, Zane's worst so nightmare. I'm, all right, so all the time when I'm on TikTok, I just see interviews at the mall, at the beach.
Word on the street type shit.
Yeah. And
just like running up to a random person,
exactly.
Mic in the face, camera on, go. Like, answer the question.
I've always, always hated those videos. Every time I look at it, I'm like, thank God I'm not in that. Oh my God, what a nightmare me to be in a video like that. Because I'm just like, I could never be prepared enough to be in a video like
that. The only ones I want to be in is if they catch what I'm listening to.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
You're listening to a cool hip song, you're like, I hope someone comes up and asks.
The clever ones, how much, like, or the, what do you do for work? I love those.
How much is in your bank account?
Just anything. Anything where it's just like an interesting question, sure. But we're at the mall, and it's me, Heath, and Mariah, we're at the mall today just to do last minute shopping in Japan. And I remember right before we walked in, I just see all the people in there. I'm just like, I hate malls. I genuinely hate malls.
It's so much walking.
I just don't like to be in any place like a mall. I don't know what it is. I just don't like malls anymore. Yeah. And we're walking in, I say that, and we go to two stores and we go in the food court and all of a sudden, I get a tap, turn around, boom.
Lights, camera, action.
Mic in my face, camera got in the middle of the food court. I couldn't even believe that this was happening.
Are they like some young kids doing YouTube stuff? Did they know who you were?
I don't know. It was just TikTokers. And the minute I turn around, I was just like, oh my, I blacked out. I was like, oh, because you don't want to be the person that goes, no. Like, it's live action ready. Like, you can't deny it. Like, you don't want to be that person, right? And I knew in my head, 99%, this is going to make it on TikTok, right? And I'm like, oh my God, what's the question? And the girl goes, kiss or slap? And I'm like, oh my God.
The worst.
To who? They show you a picture of someone?
No, the girl asked me, kiss or slap? And the guy's recording. What does that mean?
Do you want to kiss her or slap?
Like, or do you want to get slapped? So I'm like,
hold on. Did they have another girl there and ask, do you want to kiss her?
The girl, you're talking about
what you prefer?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The thing is, the girl will go, kiss or slap. And if you say kiss, she'll kiss you. If you say slap, she'll slap you.
In the
like
face.
That's just the trend. It's just junk.
And that's what that was my nightmare. My nightmare happened in the mall today. So she kissed her slap and I'm like, oh fuck. I'm looking at the camera like, God damn. Like I knew it wasn't going to be cut and that's what stressed me out the most.
I'm on the side watching Zane.
Keith immediately walks away because he's like, I will not. So he walks away. I don't even think you're watching at this point, right?
I stood there and like I stepped to the side. I looked at the guy. I looked at Zane. Zane was like this. And then she asked him the question. I saw Zane. He just like froze.
I they caught me so off guard and I blacked out. I pretty much blacked out. And
Zane was like, kiss.
And then
no. So she goes, kiss or slap. And I go, slap. I like in my head, she's gonna slap me. Fine, whatever. I'll take the slap. It'll be funny. I'll laugh. Nice slap. Walk away. Boom, done. Nightmare over. And then she goes, and then I go, slap. And then she turns her ass around and goes, slap. And I'm like,
the
middle of the food court, everybody's watching. And
it's a scene. Like they're filming this.
It's a
scene.
Yeah. And I'm looking, I'm like, I don't. It's just not being cut, and that's what kills me, right? They're not cutting this.
And you're not editing it. Like,
there's no editing. Mariah's not sitting there editing it. This is I just knew it was the worst. And I'm like, and I hated that. Like, now looking back, I should have just slapped her. It's a lose-lose situation I was in. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I feel I'm uncomfortable slapping you. I didn't know who this girl was. I didn't know how old this girl was. I just was uncomfortable with the whole situation.
So he told him that. He said, I'm uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't feel like slapping you. She still stood there and she was like, slap. And I was like, fine. And I just tapped her. I went, that's it, right? And I walked away. And I was like, I shouldn't have even done that because what's this video going to do? I have no idea what I just walked
into.
You're
just blindsided.
I was just so trapped.
That is trash content. Sorry.
Exactly. It was cheap trash content. I just hated that I was a part of that. And I just know that's going to be up at some point. And I just fucking hate that.
It probably is now.
Yeah. Ethan's like, you know, they're editing that shit right now. They're fucking pushing that shit through. Bro, I was so hot and sweaty after that, just thinking about it. I kept trying to like not think about it. I was like, Heath, oh, this Chipotle is good right now. And then I'll stop talking, I'll just be like thinking about the monstrosity I just put myself in.
That's horrible.
We were talking about it though. Like, I hate what social media and like social media fame has like done to people, making people want to just do this like stuff in public and be like obnoxious and like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I hate it.
It's a crazy time we live in.
Never been a fan of those interview things.
Happened to free hugs? Remember that?
Yeah.
I love that.
I know, but the bar keeps getting higher.
Yeah, and you know what? If it was like not being filmed, I don't think it would have been that. I think it was that camera where like now I know that millions of people could possibly see this and I just have to like worry about
that.
Said,
it's stop. Don't talk to me, loser, lame-o, wannabe.
And you know what's crazy? I felt so like, it just sucked that there's nothing I could do about that. That footage, right? Mm-hmm. It was done and then they ran off.
Right.
It's out of your hands.
It's in the hands of them.
That was it. It was just like, damn, that just stunk.
I love I do like the people that will, they'll go up and be like, a chocolate bar or 12 ounces of silver. And they'll just have like a silver bar or a chocolate bar. And seeing people pick the chocolate bar, literally 9 times out of 10.
I've never seen that.
Like that type of stuff.
The guy goes and he hands people around gold.
He'll have like gold bars and he'll like go to give it to people. And like that one's a little like corny, but like where you give them the option, like chocolate bar or solid silver.
Yeah.
And they go chocolate bar.
I really like the, I don't know if it's the same guy, but he goes, do you want this? It'll be like a product. Like, do you want this or do you want what's inside this special box? I love watching those because it'll be like a nice hoodie or like a nice like pair of pants. Just like really simple and it's just fun seeing what they
like when they go into like an old pawn shop and they're like, do you want what's in the mystery box?
No, it's kind of like in like on
those
the street.
Are so that'll be $15. Well, I'll give you the 15 or I'll give you this
mystery box.
Mystery shoebox. And they're like, I can't accept a mystery shoebox as a form of
pay. Like, this is my fucking job. It's the person's job. People who work in those, be aware if the mystery box happened. Take the mystery box. Because usually they never screw the person over. But it's just these poor people are like, this is silly. Get out of here. It's their business.
Did you see the guy who was stranded in the middle of nowhere? And he had no cell service and he couldn't like send like a text or a message or a call out. So he put his phone on a drone.
Yes.
And flew the drone up in the air to get it high enough and out to send the text message.
Coolest things I've ever seen.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Genius.
If only the girls in Fall had that.
Or at Coachella.
Didn't they have a drone in Fall? Or wait, I can't remember if they did in the movie.
Like, that is so cool.
I think they saw a drone, but like, I don't think anything. Oh, right. Or no, they had a drone and then it like.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Damn.
Such heads up thinking.
That is. That's really smart.
You should always get a drone that's at least strong enough to hold a phone. Though.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about it. The one that I have to fly from my phone. So I would be like, knowing damn me, it. I'd be stuck and I'd be like, oh my God, my drone, I'm saved.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like,
you need your phone.
Yeah. But I just thought that was so cool.
It works as by Bluetooth, right? You don't need service to fly a drone.
Well, depending on the drone, you can either have like the remote controller that, you know, is separate or like mine is from the phone and you have to like sync it on the app and you fly with your phone.
But it's connecting through Bluetooth.
It's not Bluetooth. It's like, it's just like any RC.
It's like RC. It's on a frequency.
Oh, okay.
So like RC cars are on frequencies.
Ah, okay.
Do you play Zip Zaps? Or like the tiny little micro cars
those were
Radio
cheap.
Shack
they were
had.
Cheap. Those were junky. It had nothing compared to that. The little gun trigger with needle on the track.
Oh, yeah.
Started watching this show.
The Offer?
No.
I'm kidding. Stop.
The only show I can think of ever.
Outlast?
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole season.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Just like, you want to talk about people doing some scummy shit on a reality show?
I cannot believe that was scummier than fucking Survivor.
What's the premise?
Okay, so there's four different teams that are in the middle of Alaska.
Okay.
Right? So they're separated. There's four people on each team, and they have to like work together and outlast, like be the longest person living out there.
Are these all different types of people or are they survivalist type people?
They're survivalist type people.
Some people are.
It's like survivors. It's not like you got a banker. Like, you got
But they all like wild.
They all have normal jobs, but they have experience. Like someone's like, I went fishing with my dad when I was younger. I have this. Like they all had different skills that will help the group.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
You have to win in a team. You can't be alone out there. So it's like they're building these crazy setups like, literally like a fortress.
Yeah, like
cutting,
Swiss Family Robinson.
Cutting down
like
trees, homes. Stacking stuff up and like living out there.
And and you can win with a team between two or as big, you can make the group as big as possible or as small.
Do they know about the other tribes, the other teams?
They do, so sometimes they eventually will run into each other. You can trade, you can be like, I heard you're good at fishing, like come with us. And they're like, I already built a relationship. I'm already friends with these people. I would rather not. Or
they
leave them high and dry. They take.
Yeah. Is it cold or hot?
It's in Alaska. It's like
it's cold.
Like 30 degree weather.
Isn't it like 2 months before winter or a month before winter? So if they last a month, winter hits, it's snowing.
Are they wearing like.
So they got like a sleeping bag and they got like the clothes to bring, But then they had to like go find a spot to build a shelter and had to like do all that from scratch. But they got like a tarp. They got like basic stuff.
Okay.
That like tools to be out there to survive.
But still watching it, you know they're having a miserable
but
time.
But like they didn't get fishing rods or anything like that. They had to like build things. So like a few weeks into it or whatever, they were given a task. A helicopter will drop stuff out of the sky and be like, here's the mission. There's an island up the river, up the stream. And they had to build a boat to get it to cross to go to this island to get crab baskets, right?
But so then
they
can fish for
crab because they're starving this entire
time. There's all these tasks going on in there and they're trying to survive, but there are some people that have no luck with fishing. So they're starving and they're too sick to continue. They'll eat the fish and they'll get really sick. So they have to be taken away and then they're done. So then the helicopter, when those sick people leave, the helicopter drops down. Those people that left write a letter saying like, thank you so much. Like I had so much fun with you. Like a heartfelt letter to their group.
And every time
do they make it be like they're dead or is it like
every time somebody,
it's not cheesy or dramatic.
Yeah,
it's very like well done.
Every time somebody is like goes home, they fire a flare gun, but nobody knows who it is.
They just know it's one more. It's literally Hunger Games.
It's really cool.
Crazy.
So if I'm ready to tap out, like I'm starving. I lost so much weight. I don't feel good. This is not good for my body. I can shoot the flare, but like he said, all the other teams see is one flare in the air and they're like, what group is that? Like, I don't know who that was.
But that's one less person.
So then people started venturing off, like they'd cross the river and go see the other like tribes and they would just be like.
And they try to get in their head.
Yes.
They'll tell them lies.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Oh no, like, we're catching a bunch of fish over here.
There's almost like no rules, right?
There's no rules.
Just do what you need to survive. And there was people stealing from people, other people.
People took it to the limit though.
Oh.
Yeah, they were becoming so scummy that there were people that left. They were killing it. They were doing amazing for themselves, but they left because they were like, I didn't sign up to play this way.
No one's voting anybody off,
no.
right?
No.
Oh, see, then that's where it's like, you can't judge me off anything because what do I have to lose? Exactly. I'm in survival truly.
Or like sometimes like say I have beef with another group because they did something scummy or whatever happened. And then everyone from my group shot their flares and they left. Now I'm alone. You're not allowed to be alone. So now I have no choice but to beg, please take me in.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're good.
You cannot be by yourself. You have to be with a group.
It's very intense. It's so well done and realistic.
Dang.
I was really, cheesy. Really surprised
it's
how good this show was.
It's not scripted or anything.
No.
Like
feeding them lines.
No, Matt, I looked all these people up on Instagram.
It's crazy. Oh,
wow. They're like normal
people. People were like stealing, like doing like crazy shit that you'd be like, I can't believe people are doing this on this show right now.
But after 30, 40 days, I think...
But then they were, there's like GoPros like set up like to record all this stuff going on at the camps. So then the contestants were like, our whole campsite just got raided. Like what happened? So then they went back and looked into like the GoPros and rewatched footage that was recording for the TV show to figure out who was messing with that.
Oh.
And it's like you get attached to certain people and you're rooting for them to win. And you're like, they could really use the money. They're amazing. There's male, female, 20-year-old, 50, 60-year-olds, like they're all
there's
over
confessionals
the board.
And stuff?
No.
Oh, there's no confessionals.
They're
like where there's cutaways to where they're like.
Yes, there is confessionals.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Yeah, there is.
But yeah, there are. It's sad. Like the person that Heath and I got really attached to that we were rooting for, he was one of the best ones out there. Like,
he was
just
so sweet. It's just this old, sweet
old, sweet guy. And he left because those people were, he had morals and he was just like, I wanted this to be a great experience and they're making it so like demonic. He was like, that is so inhumane. Like, how can you treat people like that? That's the reason why he left.
They should have like, it's like your Bachelor Paradise after.
Yeah,
it's like a whole different
one.
Ruben from Outlast goes and parties for two weeks.
Now put him on a tropical island.
The editing
is very good though. Like they'll be like, this guy's complaining how demonic they are. And then it cuts to them and they're doing demonic shit. And it's like,
it was wild.
They're so, and you're just like, please.
Piece of shit.
It's very, it's intense.
You should check it out.
That does sound
actually.
I'm really listening. Wow, I don't need to anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
The whole rundown.
I mean, it's really but good.
Definitely watch it.
I've just never seen something like that. Like it was Hunger Games minus the killing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there like a games master or anything?
No.
That was the helicopter that would like drop stuff.
There's like no host out there. There's no host.
There's not like Greg. No.
That's why it's not very, it's not like theatrical. They just get right to the chase and they're doing the thing. Wow. They're surviving.
Wow.
All right, let's jump into the unwind real quick because we do have a guest coming over to do our bonus episode.
Let's have him jump into the unwinds when he gets here.
Hop in.
Just a little something.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to check out Cremota. We got the Cremacha starter kit that you can get. We also have all of our coffee, K-cups, ground. We've got espresso. We also just restocked our new, well, they're not new, but we restocked our black tumblers and just good quality build. Cremota.com if you want to check that out. And then our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath, where you can get early access to all these episodes. You get them ad-free. You're going to get them a couple days early. You get all the back catalog of everything that we've ever posted on Patreon as soon as you sign up, and we do bonus episodes every single month, and yeah, you just get a bunch of good stuff.
You can check out this podcast every Monday audio form on Spotify, on Pandora, on Google, Apple Podcasts, all those apps, and then on Tuesday we post the video form on youtube.com/ZaneandHeath.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Love y'all.
Arigato, baby.
Arigato.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.